where modern society is obliterated overnight thanks to an electromagnetic pulse, or EMP. It's not just the stuff of television, potentially, though. North Korea just yesterday tested a rocket engine that American officials say could be intended for use in an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile. Meanwhile, America's own missile defense system failed to shoot down a test rocket that was flying over the Pacific Ocean. John Moore is an electrical engineer. He says the Korean missile could hit the U.S. with an apocalyptic EMP attack. Mr. Moore joins us tonight to explain how that might happen and what it might mean. Mr. Moore, thanks for coming on. You hear things about EMP. Explain it for us, if you could, just in English. What is this? What would it do? How does it work?
It happens when somebody sets off a nuclear explosion above the atmosphere, and this destroys or disrupts the electrical power grid, computers, communications, basically takes civilization back to the 1800s.
So it disables anything electronic. Are we sure this could happen? I mean, it's never happened.
We're sure it could happen. We're sure it could happen. It probably wouldn't disable everything, but it would disable enough in our highly connected, just-in-time, efficient technological civilization to cause chaos that could cause tens of millions of Americans to die before it's sorted out.
Tens of millions?
Tens of millions. Because if you have no electric power for 6 months to a year, you have no food delivery, you have no gasoline, you have no water. You think about that. It's pretty bad.